93.5 3BO. Earlier this year, I was lucky enough to be invited to be part of the Bendigo Northern District Community Enterprise. Now, they had a celebration of the enterprise, and they gave away a number of checks for local individuals and community groups. Now, to tell us a little bit more about Bendigo Northern District Community Enterprise, I've got Sandra Young with me. Sandra, hello.
Hello, Ewan. How are you?
I am fantastic. Sandra, it's been a while since we talked last, but even when we don't get together to have a chat, you guys are furiously busy making sure that people in the community are recognised for the great things they do.
Yes. Recently, we had the opportunity to attend Waroona College's presentation night and recognise two fabulous students at the college who received $100 gift vouchers for books from the Bendigo Northern District Community Enterprise.
See, that's fantastic, isn't it, Sandra?
Yeah, it's really good to be able to promote the community enterprise at Waroona College. And I had an opportunity to speak to the parents and families or the community of the college that evening in a hope that we can strengthen our partnership with the families of Waroona College.
Now, there's been a recent purchase that took place as well.
Yes, the Bendigo Golf Club had extended an expression of interest for a defibrillator, and we were able to assist them with that, and they will be receiving their defibrillator within the week, which hopefully will, you know, assist them in helping save lives in the event of an emergency. The defibrillators cost about $2,350, and this will be approximately the seventh defibrillator that the community enterprise has been able to purchase during its lifetime.
And I think from memory, you guys purchased one earlier in the year for one of the CFA groups.
That's right. It was the Huntley Fire Brigade that needed one as well. So they are all for a very worthy cause.
Now, Sandra, a second round of grants are about to take place, and it all is going to get underway tomorrow night?
Yes, we have a meeting tomorrow night to make a decision about the November round of grants. Groups like schools, sporting clubs, kinders, churches have put in applications for a small grant, and we'll make a decision tomorrow night and let the recipients know how they've gone with that. And we'll make a presentation to those people in February for them to go ahead and complete the projects for the money that they needed.
And Sandra, how much money do you hope to give away during the second round of grants for the season?
It'll be approximately $10,000, Ewan, and we wouldn't be able to, of course, do that without the support of the Bendigo Bank and our other partners, which include Viewpoint Huntley Housing Estate and the Bendigo Community Telco.
Now, Sandra, for people who would like to be involved with the Bendigo Northern District's Community Enterprise, is there a way they can do that through the Bendigo Bank?
Yes. At present, what we're doing, we have a referral card, and people may go into the bank with their referral card, or you can even collect one at the bank. You hand them in to your local bank branch, and then you can be linked to the enterprise at no cost to the individual at all, because the bank will pay a greater commission to the enterprise to allow us to pull money back into the community for every person who shows their interest in what we do. So we'd love, of course, for new people to come along and open new accounts with the Bendigo Bank, or we'd also really enjoy having lots of local businesses associated with the enterprise, which would allow a greater revenue from the bank, and we'll be able to return that money to this community.
It's something the bank does already, and to have the more people involved in it, the more money goes back to your local community. So being involved with the community enterprises is a great way to do that. Sandra, thank you for joining us today. Good luck tomorrow night, and hopefully it won't be too long before we talk again.
Good on you. Thanks so much, Ewan.
Sandra Young talking to us from the Bendigo Northern District Community Enterprise right here on 93.5 3BO.